State Representative David Guttenberg, a Democrat from Fairbanks, has introduced a bill that would spell out a state policy on executive travel. Guttenberg's bill, HB 353, amends the Executive Branch Ethics Act by adding language that specifically requires the governor or lieutenant governor to reimburse the state for the cost of family members traveling with them on official business. Guttenberg says under his bill, there is only one exception to the policy.
If it's an inaugural, the inaugural committee could pay for the governor and the lieutenant governor's family. But if they're going to D.C. for a National Governors Association or someplace, then just pay for your spouse's travel. It simplifies the whole thing.
Guttenberg says it's a good time to clear up what's been a gray area. Former Governor Sarah Palin ran into trouble for charging the state for taking her family along with her on numerous trips. Guttenberg says the bill is partially in response to what went on with Palin.
In some ways it is, unfortunately. But now that she's not in office and Parnell has things under control, it's a good time to take up the issue when there's not a specific person that you're dealing with or a specific personality.
Guttenberg says current law already makes it clear that state employees, including a lawmaker's family members, can't travel on the state's dime, but that there's no clear policy when it comes to the executive branch. He says the issue has been handled differently under the administrations of Tony Knowles and Frank Murkowski.
When Knowles was governor, there was a whole different process for dealing with family travel. And that was the party basically raised money to pay for the governor's family travel. I thought that was pretty strange all by itself. Murkowski dealt with it by just saying his wife was his counsel and she traveled along with him. I actually thought that was a good way of for him to deal with that. But my bill simply says under no circumstances is family travel approved.
Under Guttenberg's bill, if a family member flies on state aircraft, they would pay the cost of a ticket on a similar commercial flight.
Just pay as if it was a regular airline ticket. So I think simply saying that none of it is permitted makes it a whole lot easier to navigate the ethical landmines.
Another ethics bill introduced by fellow Democrat Max Grunberg of Anchorage would allow some exceptions to the travel policy proposed by Guttenberg. For example, when family members are either officially representing the state or when their presence is customary or required for an event.